KSDK's Charlotte Duren here with our 10th and current governor, Sean Parnell. Thanks for stopping by the station.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you.
And why are you here today? Why are you stopping by Wrangell?
Because I love Wrangell. Come on. Well, you know, we ended session, and I thought it is time for me to get out and see some more of Southeast, and just to kind of put just more, just call it shoe leather, call it flight miles, whatever. But bottom line is, I want to be accessible to Alaskans, and I want to see kind of the benefit of our policies focused on economic development. And so when I come to a place like Wrangell and I see all of the activity, it just makes me think about all the possibilities that are there for Alaskans. And I'm just so thankful to be able to share in that and be a part of that with this community. So came back and spoke with the mayor, spoke with Representative Peggy Wilson, and had a warm greeting when I got here from a whole broad range of this community. I'm just so thankful for.
So you were able to talk to a lot of community members and tour a number of our projects going on downtown. And many of those projects are funded from capital funding. And this year we received more than $12 million. Some city officials are calling this one of our best years. Is this kind of funding something Wrangell should expect to see in the future?
Well, here's what really happened this year. I was able to impose a spending limit on the legislature and do it in a way that fostered cooperation together and working together. And, you know, for the last 2 years before this, I had tried to impose some spending restraint because we just have to have savings ready for the day when oil prices are lower and our production has declined. That day is coming under our current financing system. But what happened this year that was different is the legislature knew that I would impose that spending limit through vetoes. But if they were willing to work within a spending limit, I gave them much more freedom without that concern over projects being vetoed. And your representative and your senator, they all stepped up and worked in cooperation with me on that spending limit. And we also then worked together on these projects for Wrangell. So, there's that part of it. The other part of it, I have to tell you, though, is that globally and nationally, we have some very uncertain times ahead. I think about the EU crisis going on with Greece and Spain. In our own nation, I think about our overspending as a nation and our debt situation and the fact that we've been printing $2.6 trillion worth of new dollars, which means inflation will be coming in the years ahead. So given those kind of uncertain economic conditions, I will still continue restraining spending, but putting state dollars into investments that make sense, like the new boat haul out that's going to happen here in Wrangell. So I really am looking for those investments the state can make where when times are not so good, the people of Alaska have greater opportunity to make their way. It's not about government making the way for the people. It's about us creating that opportunity so that people can rest and seize control of that opportunity for themselves.
And continuing with the discussion of economic development, there's been a lot of talk in Wrangell about the future of our timber industry, what that might look like, if it'll be small mills or what that might be. Your timber task force has been active for more than a year. How would you say that's going?
Well, I think we focused on a couple of things. We focused on making more timber supply available by expanding our own state forests here in Southeast as well as in the interior of Alaska. We've also focused on making small business loans available at lower interest rates. I have been able to speak with one of your mill owners just today in my visit to hear about some of kind of the dreams that he has for this area, and I offered to be a help in that way, in any way the state can. But again, it's about us as a state fostering opportunity for our people. It's not about the state just giving grants out to give grants. It's about you know, making sure that there's a solid business plan, there's some private sector match to what the state is doing, and then the state is able to help, but step out of the way and let the private sector take over. And I am all in for timber and any other industry that creates opportunity for Alaskans. So I think that's being demonstrated in our current uptick in this economy, and look forward to that continuing.
So do you think the Timber Task Force will succeed, and how would you measure that success?
Well, again, from the state side, it's a lot about making timber supply available. The state has done that to a greater abundance and greater degree than the federal government has. Certainly, it's been our policy to make as much timber available as possible. It's also our policy to create opportunity through low-cost financing for Alaska small businesses of every kind. So, for instance, tomorrow, I'll be signing a bill that provides opportunity for microloans, kind of small dollar loans that banks really don't want to make to small businesses, but the state's willing to offer a lower interest rate and give that opportunity. That same bill has mariculture revolving loan fund opportunities for businesses that want to start a mariculture operation. So we're looking for opportunities like that where we can spark industry and development of our small businesses and mid-sized businesses, looking for any opportunity to do that.
And I guess, what are some of your priorities for Southeast Alaska?
It really comes down to growing our economy and strengthening our families. And so everything I do, every policy is focused on those two missions. And so we've talked a lot about kind of the economy or the economic side of it, but I also think about the education of our kids. And I think about this year we finished putting in place the Alaska Performance Scholarship. So 3 years ago, we passed the criteria that said, look, high schoolers, if you're willing to take a more rigorous academic curriculum, you know, more math, more science, you can earn scholarships to job training programs in this state, and you can earn scholarships to the university and universities in our state. This year, we finished putting that together by finishing a sustainable funding mechanism. We set aside $400 million into a fund, and we're going to pay for those scholarships out of the interest and earnings of that fund. So, you know, no longer should we have to rely upon recurring general fund revenues, which might go down. It frankly probably will with declining oil production and declining oil prices. But these scholarships will spur our young people on to a better education. There'll be a better trained workforce for whoever hires them when they're done with job training or college. So I not only think about the economic side, but I think about education, for example.
Well, Governor Parnell, it's been great to have you in the station. What are you on to next?
Well, so I get to go home tonight to Juneau. But then tomorrow I will be in Petersburg, and then Sitka after that. So this week I will spend some time in Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, and Juneau. It's kind of a great time to just be with the people in Southeast Alaska.